Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I want to mix in a little draft conversation. And not a mock draft, but a month from today, you're going to wake from your slumber. And there's going to be a new member of the Detroit Lions at pick 29. Now, all I'm asking is let's leave trading down out of this conversation.
Or trading up.
Right. I think we don't. Well, listen, if you want to say the guy I want requires a trade up and that's my dream, I guess I could allow it. What I don't want is, oh, there isn't going to be a player. I want to know by either position group or specific player. A month from today, we're going to be talking about night one of the NFL draft and what the Lions did. And there will be a conversation, which I know is going to upset the Bradbots. There'll be a conversation about, I don't know, opinions, feelings, excitement, regret, things, sports, fun. I want to know. Seriously, it's a month from today. What is the player or position group you want this team walking out of the draft with? And we'll do it again the day before the draft. Because this is about seeing where fans are at. Now, look, I admit I'm a bit of a prisoner of the moment. The Cam Sutton news. I went from wanting an offensive lineman to saying, you know what, we probably have to take a corner. And Brad's specialty, while with the Rams, was the secondary. Certainly a great scout overall, but the secondary was his real focus. If I can get Brad Holmes the number one corner on his board, I'll feel confident that that player is going to work out. Rico, we don't have a CB2 right now. Mm-hmm. So that's a bit of an issue. So I don't have a name. I have a position group.
I got a position group as well.
And let's hear it.
I think you're going to be able to get it changed. And this is a prisoner of the moment. And this is even more recent than the Cam Sutton thing. But I'm looking at the NFL, and the NFL, Mike, is turning, to my opinion, more and more towards 7-on-7. We joked about it before when we thought that the Lions were in such great shape right before the Cam Sutton news, and we're like, you know what, maybe they could take a wide receiver. I'm now thinking maybe you take a wide receiver. And it's not to replace anybody that you have, because I think you could still go out there with St. Brown. You could still go out there with J-Mo, but now you can solidify that, because I do think the NFL is going more 7-on-7 with now the new hip drop rule where you can't tackle. Pass interference, advantage offense. This new rule about the hip drop, tackling, advantage offense. Like, these are 15-yard penalties and potential fines that you're going to get. You might as well take advantage of that. You already had an explosive offense. Why not make a strength stronger? Go out, get a big top wide receiver to match what you got a speedster already. You got a guy, a slot receiver. I know people don't like to call him a slot receiver, but a guy who catches the first downs. You have that. Go get the big receiver for the red zone so that it doesn't have to be LaPorta, that you have options. Make your offense that much more potent. Give me a wide receiver.
See, what you say is interesting based on the NFL's rule changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear they don't care about defense. It's clear everything is geared towards offense. Hell, I think Jameson Williams benefits from this kickoff thing. I think that's another way for him to bring his explosiveness to this team.
Yep.
Yes, Khalif Raymond's been very good, but options are good too. I'm not mad at the wide receiver part. It's a deep wideout draft. There could be up to 7 or 8 of them in round one.
Right. So you could get in a Donnie Mitchell coming here.
I hate how you say his name. It's A.D. Mitchell. Why do you say Adonai? Just call him A.D.
His
Mitchell.
His mama named him Adonis. I'm going to call him Adonis.
But why is he A.D. Mitchell when he was at Georgia and Texas, and now all of a sudden it's Adonis?
Because I'm calling him by his government name.
I quit. 248-539-9797. And yes, if you have thoughts on the Pistons, let's get to it. Not in a sense of breaking anything down. But Monty Williams, all butthurt because the Knicks had DiVincenzo out there hitting 11 threes. Monty, please. You've been an embarrassment all year. You make $13 million. Your team's got 12 wins. Indeed. Then you factor in that this team is, in my mind, more embarrassing than the Process Sixers, and you arrive here. So that's in play. And a month from today, we'll be talking NFL draft. What do you want to walk out of that first round with?
Yeah, because I think probably the only thing that'd be worse in Detroit sports history is going back to the Tigers from 2001 through 2003. They were 66 wins, 55 wins, and 43 wins.
I'm not a math major, but I think that that's probably still a higher win percentage than the Pistons by almost double. You're the one who got into Harvard. Figure it out. Get that abacus out of your work bag. 248-539-9797. And here's the thing, guys. I know you've already got a name in mind. Who are we kidding? It's ultimate confirmation bias. Like, you've seen a mock draft, you've attached your emotions to a player, and now you've told yourself that's who you want. So you may as well just tell me who it is. And if it's a position group, fine. Look, I agree. I would like Brad Holmes to just take the best available player, and he'll probably do that anyways. But in the absence of Cam Sutton, I do believe the corner position. Now, I hope they address it before the draft. According to Dave Burkett, maybe Lattimore's a fit after June 1. No one really knows. But what you can't do is go into the season with this as your secondary. Can't do it?
No. Like I said, I like a receiver because I think the NFL is just going more 7-on-7.
Josh Reynolds is not for long here.
And this new rule is giving you another opportunity because if you hit the quarterback too high, that's an extra possession. It's 15-yard penalty, automatic first down. Now if you bump into a receiver, that's a 15-yard penalty, extra possession. Now if you tackle somebody wrong, a speedster, wide receiver, or a big man, that's another 15-yard penalty, extra possession. So let's take advantage of the rules. The rules aren't made for the defense. Go get the offensive player. Go get the big tight end and A.D. Mitchell, so say. And
Adonis. He's got a real name.
Right.
How dare you?
And go that route. Because secondary, man, this team, you'd rather just piecemeal.
You know who's interesting for the Lions? Like, if we're workshopping your wide receiver take. Keon Coleman.
I was going to say he's also going to be there.
What they don't have is that 6'4", 6'5", big-bodied, catch radius, high point, red zone guy.
And with Keon Coleman, you could also put him back there on kickoff because you could have two guys back there. So, yeah, he can be explosive. If he gets past that initial scrum, he could take it to the house.
248-539-9797. And we'll get to the, you know, we've alluded to the rules changes. The kickoff is getting changed so that there are kickoffs. If you want to see what it'll look like, you can look up XFL highlights. I kid you not. I think it's stupid, but here
we go. Is it because they're XFL? It came from the XFL?
Yeah, partially. I'm not going to lie to you and say no. I just think the NFL's above it. I think it's cheap. It's circusy.
But see, I think the NFL was smart. They used the XFL for like a test market. Let's see if it works.
I would just rather get rid of kickers and expand the rosters and play football. Go for two every time. Take the ball at the 25. We don't need kickoffs. Yeah, if you're telling me it's player safety, then let's make it about player safety.
But you would never get the Justin Tuckers.
I don't care.
Adam Vinatieri.
They're not football players. Here's the other issue. What? What, the other Michael Badgley's that this team refuses to trot out anyways?
No, I was about to say, you know, your Giants benefited from probably one of the most failed kicks.
Listen, that was 34 years ago.
You still benefited.
Let it go.
Were you happy?
No. Yes. You tricked me. 248-539-9797. I want to get to your football stuff. I want to hear from Piston fans, too, because here's the thing. You don't even have to like the Pistons to comment on the first topic. You don't. It's just about, is it fair for me to say they're more embarrassing than the Process Sixers? The Process, here was the record in 3 years. I really want to try to get both topics going. 47-199. If you win one of your last 10 games, you're 53-193 with a $13 million coach in year four of a rebuild. I think that is one of the great embarrassments in the history of this proud city. As far as the Lions go, Rico says wide out. Month from today, we want to wake up for day two of the draft. Wide receiver at 29. I've said corner, and I admit recency bias. This Cam Sutton thing, I'm freaking out. I don't want the Vildor files. And I can't trust Mosley of two ACLs. And Carlton Davis misses four games a year every year. It's like death and taxes.
They'll just go out and get the next injured corner. Oh, by the way.
What?
You're right. This team is categorically and statistically worse off in that Tiger three-game stretch. That stretch went at 347. This Pistons team's at 274.
Honestly, hey, Beverly Hills.
F you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lions and Pistons are in the mix. I didn't stutter. Go ahead, Jeff.
We'll start with Pistons. Mike, you are speaking the gospel on Pistons. They're an absolute embarrassment. The fact that Weaver is still there speaks ineptitude of the organization.
And again, if Monty is here after a year where, I mean, people in this building look more motivated to be here than Monty does going to his job, that's a real problem.
We're actually doing good in last place. That means we have a better chance at getting a better draft pick.
Wow.
Go Pistons.
All right, here's what I would say. Name one player you're excited to draft. You can't.
Exactly.
You can't.
Exactly.
And it's not a guarantee you're going to get the first pick.
Huh, shout out Wemby.
You know what? Okay. Statistically speaking, I found three worst years in Detroit.
Okay. What do you
mean? No, just for the people. The Lions. 0-16, 2-14, 6-10. Now, they follow that up in year four with a playoff, but statistically speaking,
okay,
they were at 200.
You believe the Pistons are making the playoffs next year?
No. I think they're going to be worse.
And I would argue, at least in football, I'll accept being bad when I have a rookie QB. That I can at least accept. By year two, you knew they were something was cooking.
Right. That's what I said. This isn't going to get better. There's not that one person where you're like, you know what? You're going to land that guy.
I'll get back to the text in a minute, but a caller, listen, and I actually probably agree with the caller more than you do. I think it'll get better next year, in quotations. I don't see a pathway to winning 40 games, but I'll go to Sheldon because he thinks it is going to get better. Sheldon, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm being optimistic, like how I remember the Lions last year started off 1-6, and you guys were killing the coach. And you guys were saying, how is he still here? And all of these things. And they turned the team around in the middle of the season. They ended good. And last year, the coach was God. So Monty Williams, and I remember you saying that, Mike, and you were spot on. He was coaching a team of players that don't, you know, play like how his coaching style is. And he was sitting our star shooting guard. He was sitting Ivy. He was coaching the team totally backwards. And when we were going through that losing streak And then he's decided he wanted to win a game. We still lost like 10 more games after that because he started a bad momentum of the way he coached the team. Now the fans that don't really look real deep into basketball, they might say, this is the worst team ever. This team is horrible. It's put together wrong. I don't believe any of that. I believe if Monty Williams coached the team the way it's supposed to be coached and we use our money correctly, which I don't have a lot of confidence, and we use our money correctly and we draft a good player, I think we could be possibly decent. And we're long overdue for being possibly decent. I agree with you guys, but I don't think it's going to be. It's no hope. We're going to suck forever. I don't see it that way.
Oh, no, no, Sheldon, I don't think it's forever, but there was a whole lot of ifs, buddy. If you had six numbers tonight, you would be a hundred. You would be a billionaire. This team does not have the players. And I don't think that there's anybody, whether it's free agent or in the draft, that can help facilitate a turnaround that you could build upon, because I don't see it, because you got players now that you don't know how to use.
What I'm saying, Rico, you spot on about that. I don't think this team is as bad as they look. I don't even think they're put together as bad as they look. I think it's a lot to do with Monty and him not wanting to coach right away, and then Gore giving him all that money and forcing him to coach right away. I don't think he put the proper energy into coaching this year.
So, Sheldon, how about we meet in the middle? And I would say this. Maybe it is time. You know what a good coach can do? A good coach can open up the cupboard, see what you have, and make something with what's already here, not what you want them to be.
Even if in Sheldon's mind, Monty, quote, wanting to coach right, whatever that means, let's say it resulted in seven more wins. Seven. Like, here, just seven free wins. You're 20 and 62. What are we talking about? Seriously.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. The fact that you didn't want to play Ivy, the fact that you didn't. Monty Williams has to adjust and realize this ain't the Phoenix Suns.
Well, here's your problem.
We can't just run this offense. Maybe I need to come up and just reinvent myself with a brand new offense for Detroit.
And by the way, if you're a Lions fan, I'm happy to take your phone call, but this is what people are calling in on. Here's a mock draft. This shows you part of the issue, right? Troy Weaver, why is he here and do you trust him? Do you know the Pistons right now, if they get the number one pick, do you know who they're mocked to take?
The kid out of France?
No. Cody Williams, freshman from Colorado. You know the problem? He doesn't even start for Colorado.
No.
Okay? 6'8", 180. Oh, okay. Is that going to impact winning?
No.
Here's number two. Zachary Riacher, whatever it is, kid from France.
That's who I thought.
He's a wing. Then it's Dalton Knecht, Reed Shepard, Carlton Carrington, Rob Dillingham. You know the problem with all these players? All point guards. Now, I like Reed Shepard. I would take Reed Shepard, except the way he played like he was on NyQuil against Oakland. You can't have Ivy and Cade together. So before I even get to the draft, I got to trade Jaden Ivy. Do I trust Troy Weaver to do that? No. Do I think drafting any of these players is going to make a great difference in what they do in the next year or even two? No, I don't.
Are you going to go after Dalton Knecht?
No.
You don't like Dalton Knecht?
I like him as a college player. That doesn't mean a hill of beans about NBA professional.
I mean, this is your top picks. It's not like it's going to get any better.
Alexander Sarr, who was teammates with Wembanyama. I mean, here, who? Who? Here's the other problem. Five of the top six picks look like point guards.
Mm-hmm. Which you don't need.
What? Go to Greg, 97.1. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Greg. What's up?
I took my two high school boys to the game on Sunday. Everyone else is on spring break, and we're slumming it in Lake Orion. And we got down there, and obviously Valanciunas and Zion are worth the price for the tickets we paid. But at one point, I had never even heard of four out of the five guys on the floor for the Pistons. Not oh, I remember him from college, or oh, he used to be on the other roster. I had never even heard of them. That's what they're putting out on the floor.
Yeah, it's reached a point here late in the season where I can't name them. Look, you get down the stretch and your team's toast. You know, generally you'd be trying to develop some guys on two ways, calling up a few of your G leaguers. It gets pretty ratty. And Greg, look, when the starters were playing, they were 3-30 or 8-50 or whatever it is. So you know, six dozen in one hand, half a dozen in the other. But you're right. I mean, Greg, it's a folly. The fact that Monty Williams is having that post game, the fact that Troy Weaver is still employed, and where's the hope? It's crazy to me.
And Dern and Cade didn't play, which I didn't know going in. And it was also Gay Pride Day. So there's,
you know, it's a parenting thing, and that's complex, and I'll leave that alone. The point I'm making is I don't understand how there's not more of a furor locally when it comes to this team and their place in history and how utterly unacceptable all of this is. This isn't just bad.
It's because I think they've broken the city. Because the city just doesn't care, Mike. It's to the point now where I don't even think they care to go and see the opposing team because they know the opposing team won't be playing their starters.
Correct.
It's rare when you get a Zion out there playing, or you get a Steph Curry, or you get a LeBron, because it used to be, okay, well, I'll see those guys. Nope. They're using that as load management. Why am I going to go out there? I'll take a break. We're only playing the Pistons. We'll let the bench go out there. There is zero hope. There's no future.
And yet,
and the fans,
the GM's bulletproof, and the coach, who openly looks like Peter from Office Space, might return for year two.
Oh, you can hear the regret. Like in that statement, he regrets picking up the phone and saying, all right, yes.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Can't prove it, but I'd like to think if we hooked him up to a polygraph, if he said, no, I don't regret it, I'm totally thrilled with my call, the needle would be going everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, give me the Lions text and we'll move on. We'll get to a blitz.
Just the most interesting one I got was, it's from Terrence in Southfield. He says, I want the Lions to shock the NFL world. I want them to draft Michael Penix, just like the Chiefs did with Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
You know what that means.
What?
He ain't a believer in golf.
I don't want to do this. I can't do this
with
these
people. We asked the people the question.
I know.
He answered.
Fine. You know what? You're right. You're right. He answered.
Just because I read it doesn't mean I agree with it.
I understand that it's not an endorsement of Jeff's opinion.
But that would mean that you would have Hendon Hooker, Michael Penix. Wow.
Wow.
I mean, that's great for us.
No, it's not. It's very bad.
We got great content for the
summer. I don't want that.
Hey, you do.
248-539-9797.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We get a lot of ticket texts on this stuff, and we've gotten a few callers over the past few weeks. It is the J.J. McCarthy topic. So let me explain this. Much like last segment, Jeff said, just because I read it doesn't mean I endorse it. Just because I'm going to explain this to you doesn't mean I endorse all of it. I'm trying to explain what you're seeing happen in real time. J.J. McCarthy's draft ascension. Okay, here's where we're at. DraftKings odds for J.J. to go number two to the Commanders, while he is still not favored to do so, his odds have gone down from plus 2,500 to plus 500. Jim Harbaugh in the media again. And while that guy's a total crackpot, he knows what he's doing. JJ had the best pro day you've ever seen. And bibbidi bobbidi boo. And, oh, okay.
Except nobody was really there to see it.
Correct. The point is, you have to understand two critical factors with the NFL. And that while the NFL may draft quarterbacks high, it doesn't mean they're that good. I'll give you an example. With JJ, there really isn't a lot of game tape to go by. There's just not. When you're only thrown it about 17 times a game, very difficult to evaluate you. When you have the best offensive line and a run-first offense, and you play largely no one, it's very hard to go by. Now, we watched a lot of these games, and look at the playoff game, look at the Rose Bowl against Alabama. When they tried to lean on JJ in the third quarter, they damn near lost the game. The point I'm making is, the NFL is going to draft on two things, the tape and the projection. JJ has all the tools. No one has ever said he doesn't. Does he run a sub 4.5 40? Yes. Does he have a requisite amount of size, height? You know, he's not a 5'9 quarterback. Yes. Does he have arm strength? Mm-hmm. Yes. Toolsy, right? He's like what the Tigers drafted Max Clark this summer, right? He's toolsy. What actual production do you have for Max Clark? Nothing. You drafted the idea of Max Clark. You drafted what you think he could be. That's what's going on right now. So I don't put up a fight with it because I live in the real world. There aren't enough quarterbacks for the amount of teams that need them. Okay, the top three teams who all need a quarterback desperately, the Bears, the Patriots, the Commanders, they're going to take quarterbacks. Now, after that, no quarterback warrants a top five pick. None. But JJ might go six. The Vikings may move up. Bo Nix is not a first-round quarterback. I think he'll go 12 to the Broncos. You need a quarterback. If you don't have one, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is teams get desperate. And when you're desperate, you can do stupid things. I have no idea if JJ will be any good. But for those of you who take a text in and go, oh, my God, you're going to be so angry when the Giants take him. No, I'm not. We don't have a quarterback. My current quarterback's in a wheelchair. My other quarterback is Drew Lock. If the Giants take him, here's how it works. He's either a superstar or Joe Shane and Brian Daboll's careers are gone because of it. But you have to try.
Scarcity of quarterbacks out there.
But it's happening. Right. It's happening because JJ, unlike Michael Penix, is not 30. He doesn't have a multitude of injuries. There are major concerns about Penix's injuries and his availability.
And right now with JJ, the fact that you haven't seen anything, the unknown is undefeated. Because you don't know a lot, you can just kind of figure it out.
The last quarterback that had this kind of rise, and I'm not saying this is what will happen to JJ, so please don't take it as slander. And if my team gets him, you bet your ass I'll root for him. But the last quarterback that had this type of ascension and was drafted almost exclusively on measurables and hope and projection was Trey Lance. Think about it. Trey Lance had only played one game in the year prior. All his tape was old and at a low level.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the mobility.
And the one game that they set up for TV.
Yeah. It was about mobility. It was about frame. It was about projection. It was about what we can do and this guy will blossom. It didn't happen. Did injuries play a role? Of course it did. But there are just two types of quarterbacks. There are the quarterbacks that you turn on the tape and you go, I must have this guy. Mm-hmm. And then there are the quarterbacks that are children of projection. JJ is a projection. So of Penix, of Bo Nix, of JJ, who's the guy that has the most tools? JJ. Who's the guy who has the fewest red flags? JJ. But he's also the guy with the fewest amount of tape, the little amount of tape. Penix, I can watch 1,000 throws. And I go, that checks the boxes. His problem is he's old enough to get afternoon movie discounts, and he's blown out his knee twice and his shoulder once.
That's legitimate, yes.
That's a problem.
The movie discounts, right.
Bo Nix has played a zillion snaps. He's a gamer. He's gutty. He was a really good college football player. I don't think he's a pro. So the JJ thing is a thing, but it's not, oh, he went to Michigan. No, it's not, well, they just want to hype him up. It's guys, this is the world we live in. The NFL right now, if you do not have a quarterback, you can't win.
As I was trying to explain to somebody, you can't just say, okay, but remember that one game that he had, because he had throws, he had possessions, but he didn't have the game. Like, I can go back to the Pac-12 championship game or when they played the first time and look at Oregon and Washington and like, wow, watch these two quarterbacks. Now, you can watch it through the eyes of the Washington quarterback or the Oregon quarterback, but man, both quarterbacks put on a show that day. You can see that. Caleb Williams, you could see, like, when him and Penix went after and they tried to out-duel each other.
Yeah.
You could see the throws. For JJ, it's throw.
And it's also possession. People talking about the aggregate and what the numbers look like. And that doesn't mean a lot to me. When you play on a really good football team against mostly really bad ones, your numbers should look good. When you're not asked to make more than a half a dozen throws a game because you run it 40 a game, it's unimpressive to me because those situations don't happen in the pros. They don't. The NFL is a blood sport. It's really hard, and very rarely do you get it your own way. The 1 year Matt Ryan got it his own way with a great team, a great play caller, and 37% play action, Matt Ryan went to a Super Bowl. When Matt Ryan didn't get it his way, he won exactly nothing. So that's the hard part. But as we approach the draft, like, we have a sign up here in the studio, and I say JJ will not go above pick six because I need him at pick six. My team needs a quarterback.
And you got the Giants sitting there. You got the Broncos. You got the Vikings all saying, hey, you see the trade rumors? They want to move up. Now, the reason why I guess he's a set number two is because the Commanders, somebody leaked it to somebody in the NFL, one of the talking heads, and they came out and said, well, you know, the Commanders are looking at JJ. So Vegas now increased his odds of becoming.
Look, I think it'll cut two ways for JJ. He'll either be the best quarterback in the draft or a total flop. Because you're drafting on complete projection. Mm-hmm. If the tools are real and the platitudes are accurate, he'll thrive. Or he's Zach Wilson. Like that, I just don't see a middle ground where it's like, yeah, JJ's okay. He ended up being all right.
So he's Josh Allen or Zach Wilson?
I think it's one of the two.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to find out because if I don't have a quarterback, the Giants are ready to trot Lieutenant Dan out opening week. So I don't care where.
I'm always leery about the quarterback that I hyped up. And Mike, I'm not saying this because of where he plays, but I remember people telling me how great Daniel Jones was at Duke.
And I know.
Like, okay, I don't see it. No. Because he is, and look at the throw. I was like, I don't see it, but sure. And like I said, either he's going to be great. Now he tricked the Giants into a big contract.
Thanks, Rico.
But
anything else you'd like to add? 248-539-9797.
Niners took Trey Lance. So I can't.
But again, it's another quarterback of projection. We'll get to a turn.
Take an Iowa State quarterback. You can't.
Purdy. Yeah. He stinks, and you know it. Yeah, you would have won a Super Bowl if he was any good.
No.
Yes.
Hey, how about you block Chris Jones?
Okay. Always an excuse for your little heartthrob.
Yeah, because, you know, Chris Jones.
Make the throw.
Yeah.
TJ, please. Rico.
Well, Mike, let's go back to the first weekend of the tournament. Two-part question for you. What was the team that you overvalued?
St. Mary's. Straight away. I love the way they played all year. I thought they'd become better than Gonzaga. Top five defensively. They don't let you get to the rim. They got a really good point guard, Aiden Mahaney. And they completely showed their ass against Grand Canyon. I'll say St. Mary's.
Flip side of that coin. Who was the team?
Actually, timeout. Can I unwind the yarn ball?
All right, let's go
back. No, I deserve this. Kentucky, too. All year, I loved watching Kentucky. They're like the Warriors. They got five guys shooting 40% from deep. I'm a slap
league for Reed Shepherd. Times.
Right. It's Kentucky and St. Mary's. Sorry.
Who was the team you undervalue? Not necessarily that upset winner, but just the team that you're like, you know what? I did not give them enough credit. I'm going to help you with that. For me, Shaka Smart and Marquette.
All right.
So, I gave them no credit. I thought that they would be home by now. And instead, they're
in. So teams still in the tournament. So like you can't say OU because they're out.
Right.
Be honest.
Or maybe OU. I mean.
The problem, if you don't win two, are you a Cinderella? You got to win two to be Cinderella. You got to make the Sweet 16.
But if you're OU, you knocked off Kentucky.
So. Enjoy your consolation prize. I'll say Clemson. I really I didn't think much of them. They beat America's Lobos, and then they beat Baylor.
Yeah, you got to be a college basketball fan because they're just kind of there, and you're like, wait, dude, is this
they
football?
They got Joe Girard from Syracuse. The guy's been in college for 9 years. He's Tommy Boy. It's unbelievable.
If you were to reseed this, Mike, who are your best four teams right now?
UConn.
Okay.
No, it'd be UConn, Houston. Look, my problem is I think those are just by far and away the best. North Carolina is fine enough, but I don't think they're special.
No.
Go ahead. What are your best four? UConn and Houston have to be on the list, right?
UConn's there. Purdue's there.
You really? I give you credit. You are willing to die with Matt Painter.
I am. I think this is going to be different.
This is the year.
This is the year.
Matt Painter's your Scott Frost.
Houston, I like as well.
UNC get the last spot, or you want to bump up somebody else?
The fact that your point guard cannot hit a three-pointer and that teams actively run away as if that was Matty Sissoko at the three-point line, I may bump up Arizona. And put
God,
Arizona.
They're hard to trust, too, because Caleb Love will shoot you into a game and shoot you out of the game all at once.
That's true.
All right.
Talking about these teams, Mike, is this year's tournament better than last year's tournament because you have blue bloods in it?
Mm.
But there's really no stars. So would you rather have stars or would you rather have blue bloods?
It's a great question. I think, A, this is a huge problem with the men's game right now and why I think a lot of people are talking about the women's tournament. Mm-hmm. Look, while the women's tournament, I don't find it enjoyable. It's a different style of basketball. It's below the rim. It's just not for me. They have stars. They have Caitlin Clark. They have Paige Buechers. They have Cardoza at South Carolina. Yeah. They have the young lady at USC, not Juju. What was her name?
I know who you're talking about.
But she's awesome, too. Like, they have stars. Angel Reese down at LSU. So, like, I want the stars, but there are none in the men's game. I'll take the Blue Bloods. I couldn't tolerate last year's Elite Eight and Final Four. It was ridiculous.
Whereas this year, you look like you're going to get a name brand.
I'll
Blue
take
Magic
it. This
will be
weekend,
there.
I get Duke and Houston, or I get brand names. Yeah. I'll take this tournament versus last year.
How far does DJ Burns and North Carolina State go?
I mean, how are they going to react to actually not playing every day? They finally get a week off. They played like 8 games in 10 nights.
Coach, who do we play today?
It's no
called
one.
Rest.
Go back to sleep. What? Well, I went shoot around. I mean, first of all, if Horn, their star, does not play better, he no-showed against OU.
Yeah.
No-showed. 40 minutes, he was nowhere to be found. They won't win another game. They have the ability to hurt you because if you don't double Burns, he bodies you into the basket. If you do, he's dropping dimes.
Mm-hmm.
But here's your issue. They only play 7 people. They do not have depth. That's going to bite them in the ass. The other problem, I think that point guard of theirs, O'Connell or McConnell, absolute liability. Cannot stand that kid. I'll say they lose this weekend.
Can I triple down and say they at least make it to the Elite Eight?
DJ Burns is America's player.
But you know I'm rooting for him.
I am too.
They're playing Marquette.
You know what I was, me and my dad were calling him the Big Pasta. That's a big bowl of ziti. That guy, the Big Pasta. He's just fun to watch, and he's really talented. He is. Good thing Tom didn't hit the portal for a player like that.
Is Zach Edey the best player in the tournament right now?
I'm not answering that.
You pleading the fifth?
I have no recollection, Senator.
Okay.
Don't ask me to talk nice about Purdue. I can't.
Okay.
This is your deal. Is Zach Edey the best player in the tournament?
I think he is.
Golly.
Mike, Zach Edey, he's 20 and 15. Guaranteed.
He's 8 feet tall.
Doesn't matter. It's not his fault that people can't guard him.
How am I supposed to guard him? Get on stilts?
That's just it. I mean, you can't.
What, Jeff? Go ahead. What do you want?
I hate Zach Edey so much. He can't shoot the three. He can't even shoot a mid-range. I hate him.
But, Jeff, that's why I like him. Because Zach – no, no. He can Zach is old-school big man. No.
NBA.
I know where I eat, right here in the little semicircle. I'm taking all of my shots from here, and you can't stop it.
Jeff, and I'll have the refs baby me the whole way.
Let me lock a guy 3 inches shorter than me with my arm.
That's right. Bring him down. Go get taller players.
No hook
and hold. It's ridiculous.
It is.
Go get taller players.
Oh, well, you stop.
Yeah, because everyone's 7'5".
Well, they got a new one coming next year.
They
He's
have
7-1.
A lab at Purdue. They build spaceships and 7'5" bigs.
Right. They got a redheaded 7'2" guy coming
they
next year.
They got Ginger Edey coming in.
Yep. Dusty May had his press conference today. Not tournament related, but current. How long do you got? Jeff, I'll throw you in this as well. How long before Michigan is one of the top four teams in the Big Ten?
He's, you know what? He's setting you up. This is just like when he was your teacher. He's setting you up for a fail. I need to know if they're going to support this man through NIL and through the transfer portal.
It'll probably be the first couple of years, like Juwan Howard, and then they'll stink again. How about that?
I think it's the opposite. I think he's a program builder. I think Dusty May, if given time and support, can build a really nice program at Michigan. But they got to stop with this routine. You can't have transfers commit.
Well, maybe they'll get a couple guys back. Apparently, Terrace Reed is in. George Washington III actually attended his press conference.
I'll say
you don't know who he is, but he was on the team last year. Trust
didn't
me.
Didn't he die in like 1750?
That's just George Washington.
Does this George Washington have wooden teeth too?
Maybe. Don't know.
George, wait a minute. They have a player named George Washington.
George Washington III.
That's tremendous.
He was on the team last year. He was the backup point guard.
Oh, is this the one who actually reads?
Yes. And just for you, Mike, hot off the press.
Yeah, let me hear it.
There is a new name who has entered the chat for the head coaching job at the University of Louisville. I present to you, Richard Pitino has entered the chat.
Not Rick. Richard.
The son.
Shut the program down. Listen, I like what Richard's done in the desert at New Mexico. Ray, if you hire Richard Pitino at Louisville, thank you, Romy. No way. That can't be real.
Rumor has it that he has now jumped to the head of the class.
Hey, we can't hire his dad. Let's get the cheap facsimile son.
Well, you know that means dad will show up to some games after he leaves St. John's.
That's a horrible idea. So I'll just tell you that is a horrible idea. I don't like that.
So
yikes.
I thought you and you know what, we got time for one more quick one.
Sure,
Mike, how good of a job is U of D, and can somebody turn that around?
It's one of the 10 worst jobs in America.
But can you turn it around?
No, not in basketball, in America. Like, if you're the guy who has to clean out septic tanks, probably a better gig than U of D's men's basketball coach. You're the guy who has to climb up one of those 500-meter-tall spires to change the light bulb, and there's no zip line to get down. A better job than U of D hoops.
Get
no.
The roadkill off the road?
Yeah, worse. I don't care if your entire job is cleaning a horse's ditty bag off a Central Park carriage. Better gig than U of D hoops. Rico, no, I don't think you can turn it around. There are no players in this state. There are no players in the city of Detroit anymore. I don't know where the alumni base is. I don't know if they have an NIL program. Mike Davis just stopped recruiting. Who?
You got Cookie Moore.
You would need, you will need, here, it's almost Easter. You'll need Jesus to crawl out of that rock and go coach U of D and have the burning bush as the assistant. No, I don't think you can turn that thing around.
Hearing two local names going for the job.
Who?
Mark Montgomery and Saadi Washington.
Take Montgomery. Be a great hire.
All right. Well,
I'd
rather Saadi. He needs a job. That's your...
So U of D hoops is the unemployment line.
Nah, I mean, you know.
Just go.
That's your blitz.
Go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.